We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors to order for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025, at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Thiemann, Lytle, Dorn, and Juergens. Welcome, Mr. Adams and Mr. Claybaugh, first Thank official you. Meeting. Happy birthday late. We didn't tell you happy birthday on committee meetings.
Okay.
You avoided that. But
I got lucky. I didn't see it. Where was it at? It's under the pile of papers probably, isn't it?
On the 17th.
I think he stacked those up there.
Huh. Yeah, there it is. Where are we darn?
I told him, I said, usually they bring treats, but he didn't listen to me.
Slow.
Anything else for the year? If not, I'll declare the 24 session formally closed, sign and die, and turn this over to Don Hill, the clerk.
Okay. So we will take nominations for chairman, and then this will be chairman of the Board of Supervisors as well as Board of Equalization. So are there any nominations for chairman? Mr. Juergens?
I would like to have a unanimous ballot for Mr. Eric Thiemann. He's done an outstanding job. Hard to replace.
Okay. I will have to ask for any other nominations for chairman. Okay, so then we will, Mr. Juergens, and you will want to make a motion to do a unanimous ballot?
I would like to make that motion.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, or vote, please. Okay, 7-0. So, Mr. Thiemann, congratulations.
Thank you.
Take over.
Thank you, Terry.
Congratulations.
Ask for a motion from someone for vice chair, nomination and motion. Mr. Juergens.
Once again, I'd like to have a unanimous ballot for Emily Haxby. She, too, has done an excellent job. And I'm losing my secretary, but I'll make that motion.
That's right. Second.
We have a motion by Juergens, second by Dorn, for unanimous consent of Ms. Haxby. Any other nominations? If not, we have a motion and a second for a unanimous ballot. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Terry, thank you very much. I really like working for you guys in this capacity. It's so different than mayor and council, where people elect us and then our board elects us to the different roles here. But like I say, we all work completely together, and the other nice thing is our votes are all the same still. So thank you for the opportunity again. I really do like working for you guys like this.
Same thing, and Terry, I can still text you and remind you when the Friday meetings are.
Okay, yeah. Please do.
Make you a calendar, Terry, so you could take your calendar.
I saw that there. I'll hang that up.
Before we do go on, just a little administrative requests here. You each have a copy of the standing rules for the County Board of Supervisors. If you guys could take a look through those for next meeting, if there's any changes, we'll have that on the agenda to approve our standing rules for the 25-26 session. Even if it's a tweak or something, if you want to take a look through there. We run fairly loose other than when there's a lot of controversy, but if there is something that you want to tweak or change or get rid of, Mr. Bauman always liked to pull out certain items as we'd be in discussion from this. So, and I think some have been used by your secretary against you, Mr. Juergens.
Rule number 21.
It gets a little unruly sometimes.
But yeah, if you take a look at those. With that, we'll move into our agenda. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held January 8th, 2025. Approve all claims through January 22nd, 2025 in the amount of $881,616.14. Accept claim number 250-10196 to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $6,885.95 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve bank balances, securities, and six-month board settlement reports for Gage County funds ending December 31st, 2024. Approve specs and call for bids on county rock and gravel. Bids to be opened February 19th, 2025 at 9:15. Approve canceling check number 250-10031 to Odo County Detention Center in the amount of $260. Approve utility permit number 1320 to Windstream LLC. Windstream will be replacing a communications line along Cherry Road just west of Southwest 100th Road. Windstream will start at pedestal 544RJ at the northwest intersection of Cherry and Southwest 100th. Plow along Cherry Road in the north grader ditch right away west for 150 feet at a depth of 48 inches. Then excavate and expose existing line and splice with new line. Located south of Section 9, Township 5 North, Range 5 East, Grant Township. Approve utility permit number 1321 to Windstream, Nebraska LLC. Windstream will be replacing a communications line along 120th Road, approximately 1,250 feet north of Highway 41 in the west grader ditch. Windstream will start 150 foot north of the waterway, excavate and expose existing line, then bore a 2-inch diameter by 48-inch deep line south for 300 feet. Excavate and expose existing line, splice both ends of new lines with existing lines, and place new pedestals at splice locations. Located east of Section 19, Township 6 North, Range 8 East, Adams Township. Approve sending a letter in support of a tourism grant for the Cattleman's Ball to the Tourism Committee.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle to approve the consent agenda as presented. Second by Dorn. Any discussion? Items to pull off? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 250-10196 to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $6,885.95. This would bring the total amount of claims paid to $888,502.09. This is a company I'm associated with.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Juergens to approve claim number 250-10196. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor with team abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anything that's not on the agenda. Anyone else? Welcome to the public that is here. If not, we'll move on. Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights. Mr. Jones. The absence of Mr. Swavely, and we don't have a new appointment there yet.
Good morning. Welcome to the Gage County Courthouse to the new members. We had a winter lights committee meeting last Friday. This was our last meeting for the season, and we just went over cost since we did replace all the light strands on the building and trees, and mainly just went over how in the future we documented everything that we needed, so we have a lot better feel now of what all we need for the next time, which will hopefully be at least 14, 15 years from now. We did have a furnace conk out over at the sheriff's deputies area. Noakes came and gave a bid to replace what is called the inducer, which had like the circuit board material on it. Also, it was $2,486 to replace the furnace unit itself. was $6,685. The furnace was 17 years old, so I did go with just replacing the furnace. The only thing the bid did not include was a thermostat. We were hoping that the thermostat would communicate with it, but it doesn't look like it's going to, so we are going to have to get a new thermostat for that yet. Fire alarm testing, that is a full fire alarm, which is a noisy one. We're going to do that actually on President's Day. It usually only takes about a half an hour, but it's extremely kind of disruptive, so I'm going to just come in quick that day and we'll get that done. We had a safety committee meeting 2 weeks ago. We talked about installing some little small lights, puck lights along the stairs, the bottom of the stairs on the east side for safety. And we're going to post some service animal-only signs. Sometimes we do have people bringing in their pets. So just to kind of make it clear that service animals are welcome, but please don't bring your pets in here. Highway Department came last Friday when it was so nice out yet, and they removed three big piles of snow, so I appreciate them doing that. We did get a good melt from that, so that was nice. Well, here's some bad news. Adam and I, I'm going to take credit for this one. We were hauling some stuff out of the ramp doors on Friday, and it was so nice out earlier, and that wind picked up, and we didn't realize it, and we're the ones that broke that glass out of the door, so got to get that replaced. It just happens so quick sometimes. Gage County Historical Society changed the display in the display case out there. I always appreciate them doing that. And I have a young man. He's only 24 years old, so he's full of energy. He needed 40 hours of community service, so we're putting him to work. And we always appreciate good help that comes in for at no charge. Lastly, there's a gentleman. I don't know what company's name is, but Pickerel Lumber recommended him. His first name is Chris. And he's going to come tomorrow and just give me some ideas and proposals as far as would like to tone down some of this woodwork in the boardroom to match the new woodwork. So, and I think it would be just like an overspray varnish on top of the existing. So I'm going to get a proposal for that tomorrow. So.
Any update on our boardroom tech
yes.
stuff?
Yes, sorry. We did bring that up. No new news on they did order the equipment. He did say it would be 3 months, so 2 to 3 months is what he said, so we're going to be waiting for that. But we did talk about if there's anything that we can do, that'd be like with the brackets to hold the TV. I'd like to do a mock-up and get the approval of the board to make sure, you know, everybody's on the same page of where the TVs are most viewable at. I know in their plans they're talking about having two there and two over here. So, like I say, we need to kind of just get some cardboard cut out or whatever and just kind of start playing with that. And hopefully we can go up a little higher with the ceiling in certain areas too. So we got to check on that. So that part would be nice to have that already. So when they come in, it'd be more just installing equipment and doing the programming. And
should have no problem on this fiscal year, though.
No, I would not think so.
I mean, we're 3 years down the road, so it's hard to tell. But thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Equalization, we really didn't have much update from Patty. Of course, the Equalization Board and the Board of Supervisors are the same board, so that will continue just by our vote in equalization, the same as in the past. Valuations are going up across the county, though she wouldn't really give us any percentages, but they are on the rise. Valuations going up, that's not a bad thing, as long as all the taxing agencies are responsible with their taxing authority. So hold your elected people accountable, including us. Make sure as you look at things, look at your tax slips, see who you're paying, and talk to the necessary group. And like I say, don't let us off the hook either. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items, Applied Connective Technologies, IT services, $12,006.13. Beatrice Area Solid Waste Agency, annual fee, $31,297.50. City Beatrice Utilities, $16,102.20. GBE CPA County Audit, $13,000. Husker Auto Group, Jail, 2024 Chevy Express Van, $45,364. NERMA, claim deductible, $10,000. Washington County Sheriff Board Inmates, $13,950. East Irrigation and Manufacturing Culverts that are in place, not put in, but in place, ready to put in, right? $163,181. Beatrice Concrete Sand and Gravel, Township Gravel, $21,879.85. Inland Truck Parts, Parts and Labor, $10,460. Sapp Brothers Petroleum Fuel, $11,417.54. Engage County Sheriff Funding, $28,524.53. 9/11 Emergency Management Fund to the City Beatrice, quarterly 9/11 service fees, $60,288.28.
A lot of them today.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Jurgens. Human Resources, Employee Relations. We of course talked about Friday again. We don't have an FOP agreement. The FOP decided to take us to CIR, so that'll be going to the state. That's the Committee of Industrial Relations. Is that correct? So they'll be looking over our contract, going over that. I'll also be talking to you guys about where we need to go as far as other staff, potentially looking for next fiscal year, making any adjustments. I thought if we talk about it ahead of time, we may want to do something similar like we did with the corrections officers when we bumped them up early. We may want to wait till end of fiscal year, but that's something we'll discuss here moving forward. Law Enforcement Emergency Management, Mr. Lytle.
Let's see, you got anything?
I'm sorry. Good morning, everybody. Mine's mostly just an overview on the zoning applications that report that I gave you guys at committee. So as you're looking at it and comparing last year to this year, Gary, it looks like we're about 4% increased as far as our permits. But we stay very consistent, around 105 to 115 permits per year. Keep in mind, we don't permit any jurisdictions of Adams, that 1 mile jurisdiction out, the outer lining areas have their own building permit process. City of Beatrice obviously goes out to Elm Road. So, but within that, it looks like subdivides, which are simple subdivides of real estate. Those are anything that's under 10 acres or less. A lot of times it's families that are subdividing off a homestead, through a family life change, less again than 10 acres. We had those remained the same. We had one new house change order, one additional house. So we had a total of the 13 homes in Gage County that were added to our inventory. And then also ag permits are down 8%, agriculture permits are. And that really, when I went to compare, really has to do with grain bins. We 2 years ago had a big slide in grain bins being added, and we didn't see that as much as this year. And that contributed somewhat. We had seven special use permits that we had hearings for, which included two commercial agriculture businesses. We had two cell towers or broadband towers, one commercial solar application. We had an application for a use of a Pioneer Cemetery, so to bring that out of abandoned status. and then it being reinstated, and also the Beatrice Wellhead Protection expansion was added as a special use permit as well. So that's really all I have.
Did you want any board members?
Sure. Yeah, we touched a little bit on that. February 5th, we have, along with Southeast Communications, typically they will have a yearly meeting for fire chiefs and EMS chiefs just to go through, you know, changes. They'll give their report as well as far as their calls of service. It will be at Beatrice Fire and Rescue at their meeting room. The agenda items, obviously, is just to go through their report. We'll also be covering tomorrow, we're training on Everbridge over in Hebron. It is an emergency notification system. Beatrice has been on alert system, alert since, and they have changed that contract over to Everbridge. Everbridge has the capabilities of interacting with other counties, and most of our neighboring counties use the notification system of Everbridge. So now we can all be on board with templates and so forth and co-op with each other. So that way, when we're helping each other, we know the system and software. So also on there, this gives fire and EMS the opportunity just to share with dispatch and emergency management some of our challenges that we've seen throughout the last year. We know that some of the fires, you know, will be brought up as far as deployment to various fires. And then the other thing is that we will have discussion on the Catamas Ball event, which allows some of these departments, if they so choose, to become involved. The Cattleman's Ball will actually is in the jurisdiction of the Blue Springs Fire Department and also Wymore EMS. So obviously they are part of, you know, the overall planning process, but it's a long timeline to work on having personnel there. So the fire chiefs from there will be bringing up discussion of having outside help coming in, along with, we'll offer that to 3 and 33 discussion too. So, but you guys are welcome. You're welcome to attend on February 5th. So thanks.
Thanks, Lisa. Mr. Chairman, it does not appear we got anything going on in law enforcement in the county, so we'll just move on.
I would like to bring to everyone's attention, Mr. Bates gave me this, our veteran service officer. There will be a World War II veteran recognition ceremony on January 24th, 2025 at 11 a.m. at the Vets Club at 701 Dorsey. We have multiple veterans of World War II that will be receiving medals there. So I'd encourage all of you to come and let the public know also, just so that if anyone is available, we can celebrate some of our World War II vets. Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
Oh. I don't get to be called a secretary today.
I didn't say that.
Kind of need that nudge, don't you?
Sending emails, checking on grants. What do you want me to do here? Dirt crew, snow removal. They were on it this time. They were well prepared and ready to go. Washington County, Kansas MOU is officially being approved. Vogscapes was working on the last box. The one they're going to leave, one is paved, and that one broke, met specs, so they're opening it up. And then the other one they just rocked, and we'll be opening that road up this week.
Depends on dirt work.
It depends on dirt work. So we're getting really close to opening that road up. We'll put up a sign that'll have like a bump for where the rock will be, and we'll let that compact until springtime when it's warm enough to pour the concrete. So I think that's it. Mark got me some more information for the RAISE grant yesterday so that we can make that BCA look a little bit better. We had the rock and gravel cost for Hickory, but not the maintainer cost. So we added that and that should help those BCA numbers.
All right. Up next, we have some guests from Extension. I would ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the interlocal agreement for the provisions of the Cooperative Extension Services Agreement. I guess just following our current rules, rule number 7, I'd ask for a motion and a second prior to discussion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Haxby, second by Dorn. Discussion, we've been talking for quite some time. I don't know, Dave, if you want to come up. We have Dave, Nicole, and Carly here with Nebraska Extension. The attorney's office has gone over the contract. We've worked back and forth. Roger, do you want to touch on any of the items that we went through?
I would just say, this is an idea that's been out here for a while. I think Mr. Bowman first talked about this, and working with Mr. Warner, he's been very good to work with. Like you said, there's some give and take on both sides, and I think what you see before you is a memorandum of understanding that reflects compromise with both sides, but basically we achieve what we needed to do was to, we had a county employee working for a state agency. That's always been a little bit of an anomaly. So got that fixed with this. And again, I think the numbers were crunched. Emily helped with working with those. So it would be my recommendation to the board. This is a good product. Appreciate Mr. Warner's work and his staff and getting this achieved.
And Rex, just to bring you up to speed on this a little bit, at Extension, we provide the building for Nebraska Extension and some staff. At one point, we've had 3 staff members out there. It's been one for quite some time, and it varied in between. The university and the county have different holidays, different pay structures, different work schedules. And so we have state employees managing county employees. Unusual circumstance in today's world, that can be problematic. So this cleans that up. It becomes their person. We had solutions that would be really easy, but the regents chose not to accept those really simple, easy, efficient ways. And we went with a route that still cleans up quite a bit. So as Mr. Harris says, there's a little give and take. Any other comment from the board on this extension agreement? Extension's a really valuable tool we have, Extension 4-H. Although this has been a long process, Dave's worked with us as we had other issues years ago, 10 years ago already, and Nicole's been fantastic. Carly has been very, very on top of this as we've moved through. So from Gates County, regardless of whether this passes or not, I want to thank you guys for the services you do provide to not only our county but our surrounding counties. Extension's really a web between the different counties that works together, and as we've gone through this process, I've learned more about that. But there are a lot of tools out there. Ms. Haxby.
I was just going to note that the reason we had discussed making this at our fiscal year to make the transition easier with our budget, but when the person that was our county employee, they left, so it would be an easier transition to move this sooner so that new hire is within Extension. We don't have to worry about that transition between, like, leaving county employment and then rehiring as Extension employment. And then, as we said, too, that this way the work that is the workers that are there are all under one employment, but we still have all those all the expenditures, the building, the maintenance, the office stuff will still come through here, which will help with our auditing process. Because, a lot of times, we give a bulk sum to outside entities and we don't know where those are expended. And we've been kind of dinged for that before because we don't know what that money is spent on. And in this situation, that'll make sure that we keep that following our what we can and cannot expend money on as well.
If there's nothing else.
Are they all state employees then as of now?
They'll all be university employees in April. They'll rehire a new administrative person, and they'll work for the university. So we will no longer have a county employee there.
Okay.
We'll just have our
as it probably should be. So
claims will still come through, as always, through us, but the university has the same rule set as we do, so there really shouldn't be an issue. There's always the issue that comes up, do we pay for 4-H, do we not? 4-H is part of extension, so the answer is yes, we do. So that's another thing that we've tried to clear up as we've gone through this, so that there aren't hang-ups as far as what is paid for and what is not. 4-H is part of extension, so we want to make that clear also.
Do you have anything to add since they drove here?
Would you guys like to come up and talk?
Do you have any questions?
You guys have anything hard for Dave?
The hard questions or the easy questions?
Yeah. So I'm Dave Varner, work with Extension Administration based out of Lincoln, and my role is working with statewide operations. So I work with all 93 counties on agreements like this and when we are hiring and training extension educators for each of our respective counties. First of all, I want to say welcome to Supervisor Claybaugh, Supervisor Adams. And I'd also notice you did some musical chairs here, so you're mixed up a little bit, so I'm trying to get my bearings. But you're right. So there's three counties in the state that have chosen this interlocal agreement where all the employees in the county office are indeed state university employees. And so
this is certainly a trend then, huh?
Well, it's 3 out of 93. So I would say it's a trend, but it's one of the options that the Board of Regents offered up for the very reason that your board was interested in doing this. So you'd have university employees supervising university employees, which really makes HR and personnel much cleaner.
I'm trying to find the area here. I was reading through this again just to renew my memory of it since.
And Dave's been responsive. Like I said, as we've had HR issues in the past, it's been great working with you. I think I met you the first time Senator Dorn and I came over and we visited when he was chairman. That's quite some time ago, but you were down, you were there to help. And it's not because it hasn't been a good arrangement or a good relationship. It's just, like you said, cleaner through the HR process.
And we have an extremely strong extension of 4-H program locally, and just maintaining that strong partnership between the county and university is just paramount to continue that. So appreciate all the conversation that we've been having and the consideration. Harley, anything that you would like to add?
What I was just going to point out was, you know, when we talked about what the auditor comes in and, you know, checks our expenses, and we don't know, like I said, what the other entities that expend the money on, and that's something that we are working on trying to get from them as well, but like, you know, we do things like it's limited in here too. We've written out what is able to be expended by Gage County funds, and so it's like maintenance, utilities, office supplies, phone service, office equipment, travel expenses with our reimbursement policies. So it's laid out in here, and I think that's really good that it's spelled out to what we can expend money on as well. And then we'll have to work together moving forward too on budget. Like, I would suggest starting quickly, immediately, for because that budget season is going to be coming up in July.
And Emily, I do have budgets if you want to see them. I can pass them out. You guys can digest them for a while. But I know, so it's up to you. I know you've been asked us to present some budgets.
Yes. Yeah, it'd be good to have that. We can start looking it over and have it sit here.
So. Absolutely.
Advisory group.
Yeah, it'd be good for, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the top budget is for the rest of this fiscal year.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Just again, to make sure to show you that with the change in staff, you know, or paper, with the change in staff, we are able to maintain, stay within budget. And knowing that we just have final numbers, so you'll see that third column, I have like budgeted remaining. This is how much we have remaining in the budget through the end of this fiscal year. So the support staff, there's 15,000 and some change. That number is not 100% exact because it'll be, we don't have the last of the office manager's salary coming out of that. But then you'll see that there is $8,000 remaining in that. There's $15,000 remaining, and the new staff member, if they start in April, it'll be a little over $9,000. So there's going to be plenty of extra wiggle room through the rest of this fiscal year, and spoke with the office staff. We're going to remain on track for budget.
But Carly, there was a discussion, too, as we talked about a copier. Does that include that machine?
It does include the copier, okay. Yes. Yep, the copier has been in and included, and it's down here on the last one, the office equipment. The new copier was $9,700. So that's already in there for the anticipated expense line.
I appreciate this chart. This makes this... I can read this easily. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And then if you flip to the third page, this is just the proposed budget for next fiscal year. And we were asked to have a proposed budget with potentially one staff member and two staff members. So that's what we provided in that column one and column two, just to get you thinking and us thinking about what could that look like. And again, we're working on hiring our first support staff member, and then this one we wouldn't even hire a second one if it was in a line item approved until the budget was officially approved, that we're not going to be moving fast, that we want to maintain this relationship that we have with you. But otherwise, everything else expenses wise are in line with what previous budgets have been.
I appreciate the options too.
Absolutely. So are there any other questions, Emily, or is this just kind of enough to get you thinking about it?
That's exactly what I was looking for, so
perfect.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank Carly and Nicole. So in the back, you know, lead educator in this county, we're working on this budget, working on the details, because they're the closest to the local extension program, right? So just kudos to both of you.
You're going to miss coming down to see us all the time. Mr. Wyden.
I think I made the offer earlier this fall, right? I'll come down anytime.
Mm-hmm. He did. I just want to say let's get the vote on and let's get this passed before somebody changes their mind.
That's right.
But after that, I do want to ask a question.
Okay, we have a motion by Haxby, second by Dorn. Any additional discussion on this interlocal agreement with Nebraska Extension? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. We will get that signed today. Mr. Lytle.
Now, and this might be more for Nicole, where are we at office-wise? Because I don't know if you guys have got the feedback, but I know we have around here that it's very important for that office to be open 5 days a week, not occasionally.
We really are.
Okay.
Since it started, I don't think we have closed the office once.
Okay, good.
Since we moved to the possible restricted hours.
Yeah.
I will say tomorrow we will be closed in the afternoon. I have to be out, and the other two are going to a training for lead educators because we all share that. And so we will be closed tomorrow afternoon just from noon on. But that's the only time we've been closed since we lost Rachel. So
good.
And thank you, Gary. And just to be clear, like, yes, I've heard from stakeholders just with the concerns about potential, like, reduction in office hours. And what I shared with them is we were just trying to come up with worst-case scenario so that way individuals knew that these were the days and times that they could come and receive 100% receive somebody in the office to have their questions answered. And we weren't sure on timeline moving forward with the change in interlocal, right? Because I had shared with them, if we were just going to be hiring back a county person, we could have them hired and in maybe 4 to 6 weeks. But with the change in interlocal, with that timeline, it could extend on to 16 weeks. And that's a little bit harder to ask staff to really change programming dates that they had scheduled for potentially months. So, no, we are working on that, and we're going to try to maintain office continuation as much as possible.
I think everybody respects that. I think it was good for you to put that out there, though, just so you got a reminder as to how important this program is to the people in this county.
Absolutely.
I do have a question on why on the 645 category, the salaries, did it drop from 23-24 so drastically? Did you lose people? Is that what that is?
That there was originally in the budget 2 staff in the budget, and last fiscal year the board had approved 1 person. So really that was the only adjustment in the budgeting, was just they had removed that staff member line. Great question, Rex. I'll be happy to answer any more as we dig in more on budget talk.
And
yeah,
Rex,
I know Terry's giving you the look.
If you look back through total used versus budgeted amount, there's usually about 30 to 40 extra budgeted. year after year, the 30 to 40, 50, 22 is closer, 23. So it was just a correction in what was actually being spent.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the other thing, when you have staff coming and going, sometimes you'll have that position open for an extended period of time, so you have some savings there. As Chairman Tiemann mentioned earlier, there was some misunderstanding about claims that could be paid or not paid at times, and so we'll really appreciate just having a budget that's approved by the board as you see the line items and the indicators, the ability to extend that judicially for the people of each county. So, I think that's going to become more accurate and true moving forward.
And Nicole's called on those items if there's a question. But
the stuff I call on for sure.
There were times Nicole would call and I would say, I don't know.
Those are the ones I just bought them. I'm kidding.
But I mean, there's been a equipment out there, like we just talked, the copier, new desks. Dave, the upgrades and stuff that you do to the building, those are outside of their operating budget. Those are in your maintenance budget for the extension office.
Correct. And it was mainly the restrooms were done.
And that front entrance.
The front entrance, yeah. So.
But there may be some additional upgrades out there. I mean, it's a building. They need upgraded.
Yeah. We've got some things that we could look at over the next few years, for sure.
You've got the extension board also that is a basically a buffer between two entities.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole's got the extension board going again. It was dormant for some time. And she has gotten them active and working again. Those are members of our community, so that's a positive thing. If nothing else, it brings more people into Extension. Anything else for these folks? Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We do have a closed session for personnel. Anything else from the board in our first official meeting for the 25-26 year, the end of our 23-24 fiscal year, 24-25 fiscal year.
We have five-minute break before closed session.
I'm sorry?
Five-minute break before closed session.
We will recess for 5 minutes at 9:27. Following that, we'll have a closed session for personnel and no action.
You should probably
just...
And we'll also have a litigation update and closed session from the attorney. We're recessed at 9:27.
I'm on.
I'd ask her to go into... We'll reconvene at 9:38 on the clock.
It's tougher and tougher.
I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:38 on the clock. For the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual, to discuss personnel as well as a litigation update. We will not take any action in closed session or after closed session.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn to go into closed session at 9:38 for wages and for personnel and litigation. Please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. We're in closed session. It's not a huge. It's big.
But it's every year. But it's.
But to retrain one might be
20 or 30 pounds.
Well, we'll be going an hour later.
Now, you're on.
See you, Terry.
I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:17. We are in closed session for litigation update and personnel.
I make a motion.
Moved by Dorn.
Come on, Lytle.
Second by Adams. Come out of closed session 10:17. Please vote. 6 in favor. 5 in favor with Lytle voting nay. Motion carries.
Troublemaker.
Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we'll adjourn at 10:18. You know.